WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to all things SOIC. Ever feel like you're constantly being tugged in different directions? Like there's this invisible force pushing you to do things that just don't feel right? Well, guess what? That's peer pressure and social influence at work. It's a sneaky beast, always lurking around, trying to nudge us towards conformity, even when it clashes with our own values and goals. But fear not, my friends. Today, we're diving deep into understanding this phenomenon and learning how to navigate it like true Stoics with calm confidence and unshakable self-awareness. First things first, let's break down the concept. Peer pressure is simply the influence exerted by our peers' friend, family, colleagues to conform to their behaviors, beliefs, or attitudes. Social influence goes a step further, encompassing any external force that shapes our thoughts and actions, including advertising, media, and even societal norms. Now, not all influence is bad, right? Sometimes it can be positive, guiding us towards healthy habits or inspiring us to grow. But when it starts feeling like an invisible hand dictating our choices, well, that's where things get tricky. So how do we become masters of our own destiny amidst the social whirlwind? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you build your inner compass and navigate peer pressure with grace. 1. Know thyself. This sounds cliche, but it's the cornerstone of Stoic living. Take time to reflect on your values, beliefs, and what truly matters to you. What are your non-negotiables? What brings you joy and fulfillment? When you have a clear understanding of your core identity, it becomes much easier to resist external pressures that don't align with your authentic self. Think of it like this. You're the captain of your own ship, and your values are your guiding stars. 2. Question everything. Don't just accept things at face value. Be a critical thinker. When faced with pressure to conform, ask yourself, why am I being asked to do this? Does it truly align with my values? What are the potential consequences of following or resisting? By questioning your assumptions and examining motivations, you gain clarity and empower yourself to make conscious choices. 3. Embrace discomfort. Remember, true growth often happens outside our comfort zones. It's okay to feel a little awkward or even uncomfortable when standing up for what you believe in, especially if it goes against the grain. But remember, discomfort is temporary, regret from staying silent is forever. So be brave, speak your truth, and know that your integrity is worth more than fleeting approval. 4. Surround yourself with like-minded individuals. You are the average of the 5 people you spend the most time with. Choose your tribe wisely. Surround yourself with supportive friends and mentors who encourage your growth and respect your values. This creates a positive environment where you feel empowered to be your authentic self, free from undue pressure. 5. Practice self-care. Remember, you can't pour from an empty cup. Prioritize your well-being by engaging in activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Whether it's exercise, meditation, spending time in nature, or pursuing hobbies, self-care replenishes your energy and resilience, making it easier to navigate challenging social situations with grace and strength. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're hanging out with friends, and someone suggests trying something risky or potentially harmful. You feel the pressure to go along, even though deep down, you know it's not right for you. Maybe you felt this before. That internal struggle between wanting to fit in and staying true to yourself. This is where those key takeaways come into play. You can take a moment to step back, ask yourself if it aligns with your values, and communicate clearly that you're not comfortable participating. Remember, being true to yourself doesn't have to be confrontational. It can be as simple as saying thank you for the offer, but I'm going to pass or suggesting an alternative activity. So there you have it. A roadmap for navigating peer pressure and social influence with calm confidence. Remember, your values are your compass. Self-awareness is your superpower, and your integrity is priceless. Don't let anyone dim your light. What resonated most with you from today's episode? How do you plan to apply these insights in your own life? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. And remember, stay strong, stay true to yourself, and join me tomorrow for another dose of Stoic wisdom. Until then, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.